I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. China's scorching economic growth has given people there some things they didn't have in the past, like leisure time and disposable income. And that's fueled interest in new hobbies. Hiking is one that's taking off in China. Sales of hiking gear are through the roof as a wave of Chinese hikers and mountain climbers hit the trails. Reporter Ruth Morris met a couple who were on the front end of this trend. She has this report from Shanghai.
This story begins 10 years ago.
At that time, I have a plan to do adventure, do a really adventure.
Glenn Fu is a student in Shanghai.
I'm passionate. I make some poster.
I saw a poster on the wall of canteen.
Xiao Zuo was a fellow student.
It says it is the 15 years anniversary of the first human being who climbed to the peak of the Mount Everest. It says, I want to go to have a look of the Mount Everest.
I just say how dangerous it is and how amazing the things I will go to do.
I saw it and I say, oh, me too, I want to go.
But she called me.
I just called.
Xiao Zuo was the only one who called. On that first excursion, she was hospitalized twice, once for altitude sickness and another time for exhaustion. She loved it. She and Glenn kept trekking through the mountains of Nepal and the grasslands of Mongolia. Along the way, they got married and started a company called 54 Traveler that offers outdoor trips. It's growing so fast, they doubled their staff last year to 130 full and part-time employees. I joined Glenn and Xiao Zuo on a day hike in the mountains to the west of Shanghai, near Hangzhou.
From here, we should climb up 700 steps up. Yeah, it's easy.
We pass hikers of all ages. Some wear flip-flops, some wear bright, brand-named hiking gear. Sales of outdoor products in China have grown almost 50% a year for the last decade. A couple hours in, we come to a temple where monks are chanting. Glenn tells me China has arrived late to the outdoor scene. When he started mountaineering, he mostly ran into foreigners. That's how he learned about this amazing book. You couldn't get it in Mandarin.
Yeah, I buy that in a foreign bookstore.
It cost about $35.
In that time, I'm a student. It's expensive, but it's a dream for me. Just like some teacher can give you the road.
What was this holy grail of his youth?
This good book called Lonely Planet.
Lonely Planet.
Good book.
It was the Lonely Planet Guide to Nepal. Today, it's Chinese backpackers taking to the trails. Just about every Chinese university has an outdoor club. Glenn says China's economic rise has made this possible.
The first thing is people get rich, so they have the time and money. That's one reason. Second is people want to get more things for inspiration, for their mind.
Yeah, we have lunch here. Beautiful.
We reach a clearing over a terraced valley of green tea fields and old farmhouses with tiled roofs. Xiao Zuo pulls out a sandwich. She tells me that so many Chinese are traveling to the country's wild and remote places now that it actually worries her. The first time she went to Tibet, it seemed pristine. 8 years later, she went back and it had changed.
Wow, it changed a lot. Yeah, mm-hmm. So many tourists. It's not so many. It's so many, so many, so many, so many, so many tourists.
So many that she wondered, are we part of the problem?
Leave no trace.
Li Ke is Shanghai's first and only certified trainer of the Leave No Trace philosophy. He teaches hiking enthusiasts to respect wildlife and to minimize their impact on the outdoors. He says littering is a challenge.
We found that this does not only happen when city dwellers go outdoors. Even when people go to a park or walk on the street, they take a very irresponsible attitude towards their surroundings. Our citizenry's education is quite weak in this field.
Li says this mindset is slowly changing. Xiao Zuo and Glenn have incorporated responsible travel guidelines into their trips, especially with regard to respecting local cultures. They hope their trips will foster greater environmental awareness, this in a country sometimes dubbed the world's biggest polluter.
I can change the world, but I can change myself and from my company. yeah, try to do something good. I don't want to complain about the country or complain about society. You can build a new person. You can build a new you.
We head down the hill. A monk passes in the other direction. He's wearing a t-shirt with Chinese characters. It says, "See through, let go." On our way back to Hangzhou that evening, we hit rush hour traffic. It's stop and go. Every year, China's urbanization drive brings millions of people from the countryside to the cities. But on the same clogged roads that bring people in, you can see some Chinese heading back out to nature. For The World, I'm Ruth Morris in Shanghai.